Hello and welcome back once again to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Hurst, Texas has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Now here's Pastor Steve.
Once again, I've been talking about the critical necessity of a relationship with the Holy Spirit to fulfill our God-given purpose and destiny. We all need Him. The Bible tells us in 2 Corinthians 13 and 14, the intimate friendship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Folks, God's word is not a suggestion as many think. It is always a directive involving our eternal purpose and destiny. And Jesus was our example of how the Holy Spirit was given by God to be involved in every aspect of our life. You see, it was God's plan for the Holy Spirit to play a major role in our lives, and Jesus demonstrates that through His life. Let me give you some examples. The Holy Spirit brought about Jesus's earthly birth through a virgin. That could not be done. It was done through the power of the Holy Spirit, Matthew 1 and 18. Jesus was declared the Son of God when the Holy Spirit descended like a dove when He was being baptized. That's found in Luke chapter 3, verses 21 to 22. And Jesus was led by the Holy Spirit to be tested in the wilderness. We will all be tested. The Bible tells us that's found in Luke chapter 4, verses 1 and 2. Jesus was empowered for ministry through the Holy Spirit. Acts chapter 10 and 38. Jesus sacrificed His life on the cross of Calvary with the help of the Holy Spirit. Listen to this verse in Hebrews 9 and 14. It says, "For by the power of the eternal Spirit, Christ offered Himself to God a perfect sacrifice for our sins." And lastly, Jesus rose from the dead through the power of the Holy Spirit's assistance. 1 Peter 3 and 18 says, "For Christ also suffered once for sin, the just for the unjust, that He might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but being made alive by the Holy Spirit." Folks, the significance of Jesus Christ, the significance of the resurrection of Jesus cannot be overstated. And throughout His entire life, the Holy Spirit was there accompanying Him to fulfill God's divine mission. That is why the Holy Spirit is with you, to help you to fulfill your divine mission in life. And you have a mission, you have an assignment. The Bible says that God knew us before our birth. He knew us even in our mother's womb. And He appointed us with a mission to fulfill. Jesus is that example. We're talking about the resurrection of Jesus Christ today. He was able to do it through the power of the Holy Spirit. The key to your salvation, your hope, your heaven, your deliverance from your sins, and yes, even eternal torment, is because of the resurrection of Jesus Christ through the power of the Holy Spirit. The resurrection of Jesus Christ is the very foundation of Christianity. It's what distinguishes Jesus and Christianity from all other religions. In fact, if Jesus had not risen from the dead, Christianity would be a lie. Listen to what the Apostle Paul says in 1 Corinthians 15 and 14. "If Christ is not risen, then your preaching is empty and your faith is also empty." And if Christ is not risen, your faith is futile because you're still in your sins. You see, without the resurrection of Jesus Christ, we are still on our way to eternal punishment in hell. But thank God Jesus rose from the dead. And he's now seated at the right hand of the Father. This is what it says in Romans 8 and 34. Christ Jesus died for us and was raised to life for us. And he is sitting in the place of honor at the right hand of God, who also makes intercession for us. Jesus not only came and lived among us and died for us, and rose for us. He's seated on the right hand of the Father praying for us. And we need a lot of prayer. Let the church say amen. Thank God Jesus is still working on our behalf. Can somebody give the Lord a hand of praise? He's still working on our behalf. We came today to celebrate his resurrection. Now, a recent Rasmussen report stated, less Americans believe in the resurrection of Jesus than before. This is what the article stated. The latest Rasmussen Reports telephone and online survey finds that 60% of American adults believe that Jesus Christ rose from the dead. This is down from 70% 5 years ago. The devil has been busy. The Bible says in Acts 26 and 8, the Apostle Paul actually said this, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, why does it seem incredible to any of you that God can raise the dead? Why is that a big deal? In Jeremiah 32 and 17, it says, O sovereign Lord, you made the heavens and the earth by your strong hand and powerful arm. There's nothing too hard for you. Now, proof of the deity of Jesus Christ is the resurrection. Now, I want you to hear what Jesus himself said in Revelation 1 and 17. He said, look, I'm the first and the last. I am the living one. I died, but look, I am alive forever and ever. And I hold the keys of death and hell. These are Jesus' own words to us to let you know he's alive and well. And let me just say this, the resurrection of Jesus Christ is historical fact. In 1 Peter chapter 1 and 3, it says, praise be to God the Father of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he has given us a new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Folks, what began on the day of Pentecost as a 3,000-member church has supernaturally grown because Jesus Christ rose from the dead. In case you don't know this, approximately 2.3 billion people in the world identify as Christians today. But right around Jesus' time, Josephus, a Jewish historian, writing at the close of the first century, stated this about Jesus. He said, Jesus, a wise man, if it's lawful to call him a man, was a doer of wonderful works. That means miracles. He drew to him many Jews and Greeks. And when Pilate condemned him to the cross, those who loved him did not forsake him because he appeared alive on the third day. Even now, the race of Christians, so named for him, has not died out. My friend Josephus, if you were alive today, you would realize that Christianity accounts for nearly 31% of the global population. Jesus is alive. I said, Jesus is alive. And God is gathering his people together for the rapture of the church. Are you a part of that group? Now, I want to read a part of the account of the resurrection. In Mark chapter 16, starting with verse 1, it says, when the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James, and Salome brought spices so that they could embalm Jesus. Very early on Sunday morning, as the sun rose, they went to the tomb. And they worried out loud to each other, saying, "Who will roll back the stone from the tomb for us?" When they arrived, they looked up and saw that it had been rolled back, and it was a huge stone. So they walked right in. They saw a young man sitting on the right side, dressed all in white. And they were completely taken back, astonished. And he said, "Don't be afraid. I know that you're looking for Jesus the Nazarene, the one they nailed on the cross. But he's been raised up. He is no longer here. You can see for yourself. See, the place is empty. But tell his disciples and Peter that he is going ahead of you to Galilee. You'll see him there exactly as he said." The Bible says, so they left as fast as they could. Now, the testimony of history and law states, when an event takes place in history and there are enough people alive who are witnesses, and one is able to verify its validity, it is considered historical fact based upon circumstantial evidence. You get all that? Let there be no doubt about the resurrection.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. Here's Pastor Steve with a special invitation for you.
Thanks for listening to the program today. I want to read one of my favorite scripture verses to you. It's Jeremiah 29 and verse 11. It says, "I know the plans that I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans for peace and not for evil, to give you a future filled with hope. Then you will call upon me and go to me and pray to me, and I will listen to you. And you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all of your heart. And I will be found of you, says the Lord." I want to personally invite you to our worship service this Sunday at 10 a.m. It's one of the ways that I know that you're listening. I would love to shake your hand and pray for you. I am certain that the service will encourage you and prepare you for the coming week.
Spirit Life Church is located in the middle of the Mid-Cities at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hurst. We offer a safe environment. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Now let's get back into today's message.
Let there be no doubt about the resurrection. Jesus appeared to so many people after he rose from the dead. And I want to give you some examples. For example, Mary Magdalene, Mark chapter 16 and 9, it says, "And after raising from the dead, Jesus appeared early on Sunday morning to Mary Magdalene, whom he had delivered from seven demons. And she went to the disciples who were grieving and weeping and told them what had happened." Now we find this story in Luke chapter 24 and 36. She goes and tells them, "I just saw the Lord." And they're just looking at her like, "Are you mad?" And so guess what happens? Jesus himself stood right in the midst of them. And he said, "Peace be to you." He had to say peace because they were so frightened. Jesus didn't use the door. He used the wall. He just walked in and he appeared. The Bible says they were terrified and frightened. They thought they were looking at a spirit. But Jesus told them, "Why are you troubled? Why do you have doubts in your hearts? Look at my hands, look at my feet, that it is I myself. Handle me, see, for a spirit does not have flesh and bones as you see me have." And when he had said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. But while they still could not believe because they were so joyful and they marveled at what was going on, he said to them, "Do you have any food?" So they gave him a piece of broiled fish and some honeycomb, and he took it and he ate it in their presence. Then they knew they were dealing with Jesus, and it wasn't a spirit. Jesus did all this to let them know, "It is me, it is I. This, look, it's really me. I'm here, I have risen from the dead. So that was with his disciples, except for Thomas. Of course, later on, we find out later on, Thomas meets with Jesus and he says, my Lord and my God. And Jesus says, you saw me and believed. Blessed are those who have never seen me and yet they still believe. That's kind of us in here. So blessed are you because you believe in the Lord Jesus and yet you've never seen him. Let me give you some other witnesses. Jesus met with Cleophas and Simon while walking. This is found in Luke chapter 24, verses 13 to 15. It says, two of Jesus' followers were walking to the village of Emmaus, 7 miles outside of Jerusalem. And suddenly Jesus himself came alongside of them and joined the walk. Then when they got to the house, they asked the Lord, please don't leave. Come inside and eat with us. So Jesus took the bread and he blessed it. And when he broke and gave it to them, suddenly their eyes were open and they realized it was him. It was Jesus. And at that moment, he disappeared. Now listen to what the Apostle Paul wrote about the witnesses who saw Jesus after his resurrection. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 3. He says, Christ died for our sins like the scriptures said. He was buried and he raised from the dead on the third day, just like the scripture said. He was seen by Peter and then by the 12. Listen, after that, he was seen by more than 500 of his followers at the same time. Many of them, or most of them, are still alive. Then he was seen by James and later by all the apostles. And last of all, Paul says, I saw him too. Now in Acts 1 and 3, it says, during the 40 days after his crucifixion, Jesus appeared to his apostles from time to time alive and proved to them in many ways that it was really he himself they were seeing. And on these occasions, Jesus would talk to them about the kingdom of God. Now, after 40 days, while speaking to his disciples, Jesus returned to heaven, but the last conversation he had with them was about the Holy Spirit. That's why I can't get away from this subject with you today. The Holy Spirit was on Jesus' mind all the time because he was with him throughout his entire life. We have to stop ignoring the Holy Spirit. Jesus said that when he came, he would be with us and in us. Do you know the Holy Spirit is actually in you? You are the temple or the house of the Holy Spirit. My question is, how much time do you fellowship with him? No, by that, I don't mean, you know, when you have somebody to your house, a person can visit your house, but it doesn't mean you have to say a word to them. In fact, people we really feel comfortable with, sometimes they come and we're so busy, we just say, well, you've been here before, you know where everything is, you know, that's in there, you can find that, and in there you can find that, and there's always food in the refrigerator, just get whatever you want, and I'll see you around sometime. That's the way we treat the Holy Spirit, or even less. And yet he's the spirit of fellowship. And yet he's the spirit who empowers us. And yet he is the spirit who grants us gifts to accomplish success in life. Here, Jesus is about to return to heaven, and the last conversation he has with his guys is, you need the Holy Spirit. So I'm telling you today on Resurrection Sunday, you need the Holy Spirit. It was Jesus' last conversation with his disciples. It needs to be our conversation this morning. We need the Holy Spirit. We need the Holy Spirit. We need the Holy Spirit. He's with us to guide us, to teach us, to show us the way, to empower us and to give us special gifts to fulfill our mission in life. In Acts 1 and 5, Jesus said, John baptized you with water, but in just a few days you'll be baptized with the Holy Spirit. Verse 9 says, and After Jesus said these words, he was taken to heaven. And as he was going, they were looking into the sky, and suddenly two men wearing white clothes, of course they were angels, stood by them and said, "Men of Galilee, why are you standing here staring in the sky? Look, Jesus, who has gone away to heaven, someday he's going to come back just the way he left." Now, let me just say this to you guys, because today we're focusing on the resurrection. And many times we look at different parts of the Bible and we just deal with it in segments. But I want to let you know, Jesus not only came to die for our sins, but to prepare us for his return. Jesus, the whole story with Jesus and humanity is an ongoing story. What God plans for us, it's an eternal plan. But I won't get into all of it today. We as Christians have a resurrection promise as well. I need to tell you this because this fact is seldom even mentioned in sermons. Because Jesus Christ rose from the dead, we will also have a bodily resurrection after we die. Now, think about that. That's a selah. Pause and think about it. What's he saying? What I'm saying is, someday, your body, if you die before the rapture, your body is going to reunite with your spirit that is in heaven. Presently, all Christians, when they die, their spirit leaves this earthly body, and they are escorted to heaven by angels to the presence of God. Did you know that? That's going to happen to you if the rapture doesn't take place first. You are going to leave this physical body when an angel comes and escorts you to heaven, into the presence of God. Jesus explained this truth by the story of the rich man and Lazarus. Listen to what he said. In Luke chapter 16 and 22, Jesus said, "Lazarus died, and the angels carried him to the arms of Abraham in heaven." That's what happens to every Christian when they die. An angel comes and escorts them to heaven. But things changed. It says here, Jesus was the first to receive a glorified body, and that is why Jesus is referred to as the first fruits of the resurrection. Now listen to what the scripture says. In 1 Corinthians 15 and 20, it says, "Now Christ is risen from the dead and has become the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep." In other words, because Jesus rose from the dead, we will also rise from the dead as he did. What are we talking about? Look, your body is in the grave. Your spirit is already in heaven. So what is he talking about? He's saying one day, just like Jesus got up, you're going to get up. It's going to happen.
This concludes part one of today's message. Be with us Monday for part two. And thank you for being with us today for A Place to Grow. If you were moved by today's message, you can download a copy for free by going to our website, aplacetogrow.org, and click on Audio Messages. Our new website makes listening and downloading faster and more simple than ever. And if you would like to help keep this radio ministry alive, you can make a gift offering right there online. That's aplacetogrow.org. Today's message is part one of The Holy Spirit and the Resurrection. Now let's pray with Pastor Steve.
This is Pastor Steve, and perhaps you're going through some difficulties in your life. The Bible says, "Call upon me in the day of trouble, and I will deliver you, and you shall glorify my name." Father, I just pray for every person who's going through difficult situations right now, those who are stressed out, those who don't know which way to turn, those who have been asking you for direction. I pray that you would grant your spirit to direct them. You told us to acknowledge you in all of our ways, and you would direct our paths. We're believing that, Lord, for every listener right now. I pray divine guidance, blessing, and encouragement upon their lives. I pray, Lord God, that you will help them to fulfill your purpose and destiny for them. In Jesus' name, amen.
Well, we hope you were touched by today's message. We are honored to have you with us and look forward to seeing you at our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. At Spirit Life Church, we strive to create a welcoming and safe space for everyone to experience God's presence. Stay connected with us throughout the week by visiting our Spirit Life Church International YouTube channel and Facebook page, where you'll find uplifting messages and lots more. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. For more details, head to our website at aplacetogrow.org. And don't forget to join us every weekday at 4 p.m. and on Sunday afternoons at 2:30 right here on Bible School Radio, 91.3 KDKR.